V. Dewey, Confession. Confession sounds ominous and weighty. V. Dewey has a softer sound when the word emerges from the lips. A friend and community member in North Idaho reached out to me this week to say that her mother only had about 2 more days on this earth. What are the readings, she wrote. What are the prayers? What are the rituals? The confession at the time of death is in the singular. Forgive my sins. I am ashamed. Accept my suffering as atonement. Send for me and all sick persons a healing. Into your hands I commit my spirit. The confession at Yom Kippur, however, has affectionately been named an alphabet of woes. It is in the plural, and it is written in the order of the alphabet, with Ashamnu starting with Aleph, and Titanu at the end beginning with Tav, the last letter of the alphabet.
Ashamnu, Bagadnu, Gazalnu, Dibarnu, Dofi. Hevinu, Vehirshanu. Zadnu, Chamasnu, Tafalnu Sheker. Ya'atsnu Ra, Kizavnu, Latsnu, Maradnu, Niatsnu, Sararnu, Avinu, Pashanu, Sararnu. Kishinu oref, yai la lai lai lai, yai la la lai lai lai, yai la la lai lai lai. Rashanu, shichatnu, tiavnu, tainu, titanu, yai la lai lai lai.
beginning our sins with Aleph and ending them with Taf, demonstrates that our sins belong to all of us and connect to all things that could possibly go wrong in our lives. I have often wondered if the communal nature of these pronouncements lets people off the hook, lets me off the hook. But I don't think so. As human beings, we can feel that individual thing gnawing at us. We can put off reconciliation. We can prolong the I'm sorry for years and will still be with us. We know it. We can feel it in the pit of our stomachs. Sometimes we can't reconcile because the other person can't hear it or face it. Sometimes we can't go back into an embittered or embattled space because of our own psyches. Sometimes we just can't. Maybe we need to be carried by our friends. Those who had the courage to reconcile, or those who had the opportunity, or those ready to confront the broken parts of their lives, might have to carry the people who just can't do it. I started reading Rabbi Tirza Firestone's memoir, and I am compelled by her story to name her family's broken pieces and how they affected her. One thing that caught my attention about her story is that her own reconciling came at different points in her own journey, and also at different points in her family's journey. Even if she was ready for certain conversations, her family was not, and she seemed to have come to an acceptance about this. This is part of the teshuva and forgiveness cycle that often gets little attention. We cannot push others or ourselves faster than the cosmos allows. Many factors must align. Timing for one party, timing for another party, external factors, and the slow process of returning to the core of a soul. When these pieces line up, forgiveness will come. Reconciliation can be achieved. And in the meantime, the community will recite and take responsibility for every infraction from Alpha to Omega, from Aleph to Taf. The community, with divine help, will hold the channels open for all of its members. They will hold it open with a litany of the Vidui, to find their way back to be right with one another, to find their way back to their own individual light, and in that way, to return home.
Asse imanu tzedakah v'chesed. Ha'ed Ve'hoshi'enu Adonai.